It's 3:45. Let's hear it. Let's get to Tyler Sturdless.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
We're just not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's
all right, baby. Let's do it, baby. Let's do it. I'm excited.
Full podium once again on Tyler's Turds of the Week. Of course it is. We got a gold medal, a silver medal, a bronze medal. No time to waste. Bronze medal for the Turds of the Week around the professional sports world. Man, I got to give it to this damn Thursday night football game coming up tonight. Which, by the way, Drive family, all you beautiful Sports Radio 610 listeners, you can hear right on these airwaves, courtesy of Westwood One, starting at 7 o'clock. But Broncos at Saints. Ugh. Ugh. This is how we're going to start week 7, man. Some of these primetime games are just, I mean, this one is a turd sandwich.
It's a rough one.
The 3-3 Broncos at the 2-4 Saints. Of course, a couple of rookie quarterbacks, Bo Nix and Spencer Rattler, they're going to be playing each other tonight. And the over-under in this game, if you're like me, if you're a degenerate like me, you like gambling on sports, and this is typically when my NFL betting each week gets rolling, I'm struggling to find stuff to bet on this game, guys. And the over-under in this game is a whopping 37 points. Good God. This is supposed to be the age of the NFL of high-powered offenses. A lot of throwing it around. Quarterbacks just slinging it everywhere. Over under 37 is disgusting. Are y'all going to watch this game tonight on Thursday night?
I'm having a hard time. I know Clint will, but listen, Sean Payton returning to New Orleans. Maybe the beginning is the only part. But for me, boy, it's tough. I mean, what's my man Kamara? He's out there by himself. I mean, every other skilled player is gone. Chris Olave. They lost their other deep threat for the year with a knee.
Shahid.
He's out. I mean,
I'm just pissed off.
Boy, I mean, I don't know what happened to him when he was the number one pick about 2 years ago. So yeah, this is a rough one. And then the way that the Broncos throw it, Tyler Nix, he will throw it 34 times for 112 yards, and it is a rough watch. So this one gets two woofs.
Yeah, man, some of these primetime games around the NFL, I mean, we've been seeing it off and on the last few years, but this year it feels like they're just coming left and right. Thursday Night Football, Saints and Broncos, and of course, Spencer Rattler, just in case you missed that, he is starting because Carr's dealing with an oblique, right, gentlemen? I believe it's the same kind of issue Ewers for the Longhorns had been dealing with.
Yep, yeah, he's struggling.
I like the Broncos tonight. And the storyline's the game, right? I mean, the Drew Brees going in. I think the Saints Hall of Fame or the Ring of Honor. What do they call it down there?
Call it. Yeah, I don't know.
Sean Payton come back to town. I mean, the storylines are going to steal the show from jump.
Yeah. So we got
game sure as hell ain't.
No, it ain't. Because we have a turd sandwich tonight on Thursday Night Football. So that's the bronze medal. Silver medal this week. Came across this earlier in the week. Had to bring it to the turd list. Had to bring it to the Drive family. And, of course, you two dingoes over there at Buffalo Wild Wings. First of all, I'm going to preface this by saying I freaking hate hurricane season, like most Houstonians, like most people in the Gulf. And prayers up, man, for all those still dealing with the impacts and the effects, the lingering impacts of Hurricane Milton that made landfall over there in Florida. I know our neighbors over there to the east are still dealing with a lot from Hurricane Milton. But I just want you to hear this report that I came across. It's a fella, don't have his name, going to be real honest with you. Don't have his name, but he is a reporter on the Weather Channel. And this was shortly thereafter Milton had made some noise over there in the east. Listen to this Weather Channel reporter just throwing unnecessary shots at some football fans.
Mike, we definitely enjoyed the little halftime show that Mother Nature gave us inside Milton, but now we got the second half, and, you know, I got to remind everyone, you might still be in the eye right now. There's a lot more to go. I think back to, you know, the Atlanta Falcons' first half Super Bowl winner. We know what happened to the second half when the Patriots came back to life. So do not sleep on the second half of Milton, and we're definitely concerned now with this surge.
What in the hell is
bro?
What in the hell?
What? Yeah.
He really set that one up. He thought that one through.
Oh, yeah, I guarantee he had it written down. And I love it. Look, I love it when journalists and reporters and stuff, I get, you know, wanting to make an analogy, set an example, really paint that picture for those taking in your report. But if I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan, I'm like, good God, man, what did we do to deserve that?
I wonder if that second half that he talked about with Milton, is that when Tropicana Field got absolutely destroyed? Is that when Hurricane Brady came rolling through?
All joking aside, we've been dead in the middle of one of them, and the last thing I want is some reporter making jokes about
yeah, you got to keep a straight lace.
That's poor time. That's a bad decision right there.
That's about as bad as that young man who I told you about in Kansas City who teased where the next tornado was dropping.
Oh yeah, dude. What is wrong with people?
Yeah, so, we just got word the tornado dropped here. We'll tell you where it dropped coming up next.
Hell of a tease.
That'll make people tune in though, won't it?
Yeah, man, this reporter from the Weather Channel, he's getting the silver medal because not only if I'm a Falcons fan, you know, and if you've been living in a cave under a rock somewhere, everyone remembers the Falcons up big on the Patriots in that Super Bowl only to just piss it away and Tom Brady the GOAT winning yet another ring. But not only if I'm a Falcons fan am I pissed at this weather guy, but I mean, yeah, like the people, like you were kind of saying, Clint, actually affected by Milton over there in Florida and stuff. I'm like, man, come on. I don't need the sports imagery. Like, I need to know if I'm going to be all right.
Yeah, poor timing right there,
yeah.
Chief.
Yeah. Silver medal.
The way he thought.
Mm-hmm. All right. Gold Turd Trophy, if you're watching with us on YouTube and Twitch. And if you're not, you can search that. Just search Sports Radio 610 on YouTube or Twitch. You can see our beautiful faces while we talk with you. Got the Golden Turd Trophy here. You nailed it, Ron. There's only one person this Golden Turd Trophy this week was ever going to go to, and it's this guy right here.
This is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask why.
Get a job, or I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
Jerry Jones, you turn.
Yeah, Jerry, and then Jerry doubled and tripled down on it later.
Yeah.
He came right on in it and said, you know, I can take the criticism from people, but I'm not going to take it from the flagship, the people I pay. Hold on, Judge.
And that audio, if you missed it out there, listeners, that audio you just heard, that was Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones, Clint Sterner's former boss. That was earlier this week on our sister station, the Cowboys flagship up in Dallas, 105.3 The Fan. He was doing his weekly interview with the guys over there at The Fan, and then this fella just starts threatening jobs. He starts threatening my fellow radio folks, and that's going to do nothing but earn you a Golden Turd Trophy, Jerry. You're getting older. I know your 82nd birthday sucked with the Cowboys getting blown out, but when your team gets blown out and you're the owner, not only the owner, but the GM, you're going to have some tough questions to answer. You've been in this game long enough. You know how it goes. Don't exhibit turdish behavior just because you're pissed off that the Cowboys suck yet again. Am I right or am I right?
Yeah, you're right. Jerry's just dead ass wrong. And he needs to go ahead and make that right.
Jerry's dead ass serious though.
No, he's dead ass serious. The kidding.
I'm not kidding.
He's kidding, and then like I listened to him the next day, fellas. I know we got to get out. I listened to our sister station, Sean and RJ. They said we kind of thought maybe he might call in today and make it right until we heard him last night talking about he. Not from the guys that he paid.
Doubling down.
So at that point, we knew, well, we probably ain't going to hear from Jerry today.
That's your turns of the week, boys.